What's up, y'all? Listen, I have been having the most amazing experience talking to entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs about how to put God first. So we are like on our day four of our 5-day faith-filled business breakthrough. It has been unbelievable. They have been putting things out in the ecosystem and doing all of this stuff, and it's coming back to them super fast, which is such a blessing, right? And that's what it's about, right? And I am excited to be here with you today because I want to talk to you about what's been on my mind, and that's been really deepening my heart into what God is calling us to do and how that resonates with so many of you, because a lot of you are looking for something more tangible, something more connected to the work that you are doing, right? And as entrepreneurs and women of faith or people of faith, we're not just running businesses. We're walking out a calling and a purpose in our lives, things that have been placed in our hearts and that we're like, we know we want to do this and we know we want to help lives, but are you really trusting God with this? Are you really trusting God in your business? I know that for me, I'm running on fumes, right? Because I'm just like doing everything and trying to be perfect and trying to get everything done and all that kind of stuff. And I have not been surrendering control to God. I just have not, right? And when you don't surrender control over what you think you control, because you really don't control anything, you are not letting Him lead. And when He leads, when God leads, you lead with clarity and purpose, right? And you know, then you start to lean into what it is He has for you. And you start to utilize your wisdom, your gifts, and your talents to help another human, to help someone else, because He's called you to do that, right? So if you've been feeling stuck and you've been feeling overwhelmed, or you're like, feeling really alone because you're doing this alone a lot, I'm here to tell you that you, my friend, are not alone. God has a plan for you and for your business and what you're doing out there. And I want to share some practical but powerful ways that you can start today to connect with God in your business and go at a deeper level, right? And align the work that you're doing with His greater purpose for you. And so that's why I am here today, because when I thought about the impact that this is having on the participants in my group in the 5-day challenge, it's been such a beautiful thing. Like, it really has been a beautiful thing hearing what they've been doing, how they've, you know, done their homework and what has happened in just a short amount of time that they've been doing it. It's so beautiful, right? And so I wanted to come on here to talk to you about like 10 quick practical ways that you could start connecting with God in your business. Okay. So number one is you're going to start every day with prayer. So before you get all into your emails and your social media and grabbing your phone and getting on the calls and all that, why don't you start really connecting to your Creator? Right? Spending a few moments in prayer, inviting God into your business, into your conversations, asking Him for wisdom, for guidance, for peace, right? So that you can really make these decisions in peace when it comes to your business, okay? I want you to really, really start your day off in a place of gratitude, being grateful, and in prayer to the God who's created you and put you on this earth and gave you another day of oxygen in your lungs so that you can connect, okay? Number two is I want you to dedicate your business to God by writing out this prayer of dedication, right? So, Lord, this business is yours first. Use it to glorify you and to serve others, and give me the wisdom to know how to serve and to do this well, right? It's a simple writing and act of surrender, and it shifts your perspective and reminds you, oh, who's really in charge? Because I know you think you are, but you're not, right? And do we have free will and choices? 100%. I'm not telling you that you don't. But what I'm saying is that God has control. And when you start to walk in purpose and in alignment to giving God that purpose to really, you're surrendering your business to him. You're surrendering the stress and the anxiety that comes with this to him. He's in control, like for real, right? And so I want you to really think about that. So you're going to start off with prayer. Then you're going to write a surrender prayer, just surrendering it all to him and letting him control it, okay? And I want you, number three, is to reflect on scripture that will help you, right? Choose a verse that speaks to you about your business goals, that speaks to you about what it means to walk in business and in faith, right? One of my favorite is Proverbs 16:3. It's commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And I really have been having an amazing time doing this 5-day challenge with these people because all the participants there have been blessed, and they have been doing the things I'm telling you to do and are seeing like these things happen in their business. They're like, oh my God, do you know what happened to me yesterday? And they're telling me about all of this blessing. So write down the scriptures that really bless you, okay? So that you can see it, so that you can meditate on, like the word says, meditate on the word day and night, and he will direct your paths, okay? This is not a joke, y'all. I'm being very serious. This is a way for you to connect to your creator, to God, in a very strategic, smart way that you're handing your business to God and saying, God, you're in control, and I thank you for the wisdom to make this happen. All right. Number four is you need to release the feeling or the want to be perfect. You are not perfect. All right. And perfectionism, to be honest, is a form of procrastination, and it's going to hold you back. And it's freaking exhausting. And I'm talking to you from a woman who is constantly trying to be perfect. Okay. And I have to constantly fight myself because it's paralyzing. I end up not doing anything because I didn't do it perfect. And that harms you. It harms your business. It harms your mind. It harms your spirit. Like, you just start to feel like you're not good enough. You don't know enough. You're not smart enough. You can't do it. And all of those things aren't true. But what's happening is that you are just not, you know, willing to say, this is not perfect and I'm going to do it anyway. All right. And so instead, I want you to focus on obedience. If God called you to the business that you have right now, be obedient. Okay. He is not going to ask you to be perfect. He's going to just ask you for the willingness to do it, the heart to actually do what he's placed inside of you. All right. It's that taking that faithful step and just letting him handle the rest. Okay. Literally just let him handle it. All right. But step into who you are and who your calling is and what you are good at, and let God do the rest. He will bring you the clients. He'll bring you the people. You set up the systems. You set up the things you have to do, but trust him. Trust him. Okay. That's important. Number five is listen to God's voice, because sometimes we're so busy doing that we forget to pause and just freaking listen. Like, you know who you're supposed to connect with. You know when somebody's being shady. You know when somebody is trying to sell you a bucket of beans for $1 billion, right? You know, you'll know and you'll sense it, right? So spend time really in stillness and time in prayer and time in journaling, and start reflecting and asking God to speak to you about what is your next step. Maybe you don't know what that is, and that's okay. Sometimes you just have to do things and hope that God is going to, you know, like say no, and you're quiet enough to listen, right? You know how many times I was about to send out a check for 50 grand to be a part of a, you know, coaching program, and then to find out that that coaching program was not at all what I was supposed to be doing, right? And so I want you to pause for a second. Just pause. Journal. Take freaking time. For God's sakes, you're building something. It's not going to take you overnight to do it. I know a lot of people sell you overnight dreams, but it is not true. Okay. It takes you to be in community. It takes you to be around other people. It takes you to listen and be coachable. Okay. And so if I'm giving you this wisdom, and I'm telling you that the people who have been in my 5-day challenge recently, I mean, we're on day 4, so we're in it right now, are seeing these shifts and miracles in their own life, maybe you should listen a little bit. I don't know, like take a note, right? So go ahead and start journaling your progress and journaling what it is you want. Creativity, imagination is powerful, okay? So number six is fuel your business as a ministry, right? So if you're in the coaching business, this isn't just a job. All right. It's literally a ministry. You're ministering to other people in their greatness or who they don't even think they are yet, but you're there to help them. Every client that you serve is going to be an opportunity for you to share the love of God, the knowledge you have, your gifts and talent, and really make an impact in somebody's life for real, for real. Okay. The people who've been in my program can tell you they have been impacted. They have leveled up in who they are. That is because I literally pour everything I have into them. I don't hide anything. I share all things. And God just keeps bringing me amazing people after amazing people after amazing people. All right. And when you shift your mindset to serve others, everything changes. Everything changes. Because you actually are serving with a heart to serve. And then everything comes back to you. Okay? So that's number six. Number seven is surrender yourself with faith. All right? And put yourself in a faith-filled community. At least if you're a person of faith, if you're watching this, you're listening to this right now, and you're a person who does believe in God and you have faith, then get yourself around people who are in a faith community and not in a negative community, all right? Something that's going to tear you down, pull you out, steal from you. What I mean is steal your joy, okay? Like I had to stop watching the news because I was so inundated with the news, and my algorithms, of course, keep feeding me the news that I was getting negative and like going down this really ugly, dark path where I was just thinking negatively all the freaking time and angry all the time. For what? For what? It's not worth it. Okay. So get yourself around like-minded people. I'm not telling you to be around people that are just going to hooray and like let you fall over by giving you compliments over something that you shouldn't be doing. I'm talking about supportive community, somebody people who are willing to tell you the truth, but also believe in what you believe in so that they can help you and you can help them, right? This is community. Super important. Don't do this journey alone. I don't care what you do, don't do this journey alone. I always say that being alone in a place for far too long is the devil's playground, because that's where he'll pull on your imagination, on your creativity. You start to lose confidence in who you are and what you can do and what you can create. Okay, so don't do this shit alone. All right, find other people of faith. Find other people that are in your type of your niche, your sphere, whatever. And get into that, okay? Get into that program. It's very important that you do that, okay? That people are on some sort of similar path than you, so you guys can rub each other and, like they say, iron sharpens iron, okay? Because when you come together and you can encourage each other and you can inspire each other and you can shape each other, you will freaking win, all right? Whatever winning is to you, you will win, all right? Number eight. Celebrate the small wins. I mean it. I know you guys have heard people say that, but every small victory is a next victory for the next thing in your business, right? And the next thing is the next thing in your business. I'm telling you, it freaking works. Celebrate these little things. These are a testament to God's faithfulness to you, because you're going to see all these little God winks happening, right? Like, oh, got that client. Oh, I got that idea. Whoa, got that program. What, got this. Let me tell you, before you know it, you have a full-fledged on good going business because you decided to do this and you started to celebrate all of those little things in your life that you were maybe not looking at before or acknowledging as a good thing, okay? But this is how you know that he is working through you and for you, all right? So acknowledge it and celebrate the wins. Number nine, trust God with all of the outcomes. Mm-hmm. All of them, even the ones that seem yucky. All right. Remember that your job is obedience. All right. Your job is obedience, y'all. Okay. The results are up to him. Obedience is for you. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was going to culinary school, right? Because I'm a chef by trade. So I was going to culinary school. And while I was in culinary school, we lost everything. Like, our house, our cars, was 2008 is when the recession hit. Our businesses closed down. Like, it was bad, bad, bad. Okay. I was sleeping in my car, sleeping in my friend's home. It was just not a very fun time in my life. Although now I appreciate those learnings, but they weren't the best. Right. And I just remember yelling at God with anger and anguish, like, why would you let this happen? You told me to go back to school. I remember specifically praying for it and I got the answer. Da, 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 and I'm going on and on. And I almost in an audible voice, I heard God say in my heart, asked you to be obedient. I never said it would be easy. Yo, that shook me to the core. I immediately got out of the complaining stage and said, oh my God, sorry, Lord. You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. I'm going to stop stressing and I am going to focus on being faithful in the process, because God's plans are always greater than your own. Always. And you know what? Because I decided to be obedient, I said, you know what, God, you're right. And I'm going to not only be obedient, I'm going to outshine you, because I think I could do that, but I can't. But I thought I could, right? So I went to school every day. I did my work. I did all my exams. I ended up being an adjunct professor because I was doing so well in school. And I graduated with a 4.25 GPA. And I was the valedictorian of the class. Why did all that happen? Because I honored God and I was obedient. Okay. He never said it would be easy. He said to be obedient. And now I'm being obedient again, because in my coaching business, I've grown it to what it's been. And now I feel like he's shifting me into wanting to inspire and lift people up when it comes to faith and having him be a part of it and being a complete package of it, right? And I love God for that, because I know that anybody who is in the realm of faith and loving God knows how good it feels to have God in your side and in your corner. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. He is a good God, right? And so because I've learned those lessons the hard way, I put God first, and now he's shifting my whole business into that. I'm going to work with women. And it looks like men too. I've had men now coming into my ecosystem and coming into my different challenges and all that. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And you know what? They are the ones having a lot of impact. It's just incredible, right? God will make it happen. He will have it happen. Okay. Number 10, align your goals with God's purpose. Uh-oh. What does that mean? Ask yourself, are your goals aligned with what God is calling you to do? If God is calling you to be a coach, but then you decide you're going to be a digital marketer, and then you decide you're going to be a widget creator, and then you just, what are you doing? What are you doing? If that's not what he called you to do, you're wasting a lot of time and energy doing something that doesn't appease you, doesn't lift you up, it doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve God. So you need to start asking questions on what it is he wants you to do and go in that direction. All right. Take your time. Seek his will. Start adjusting your plans. Okay. If necessary. Like, when your work aligns with what he's calling you to do, when he has given you a purpose and you started to figure that out and you start to align your business, you're going to see the rewards. You're going to feel the rewards, and you're going to sense the clarity in your life, which is then going to build up your confidence. All right. I want to make sure that you understand that these 10 tips is because I know that they can transform your life. This is why I come on here. Why waste my time otherwise, right? But I want you to really thrive in the things that you are trying to create. And I want you to go deeper. And I want you to experience breakthrough in your life, in your mindset, in your business, in your actions, in your faith, okay? I want you to really go deeper. And I am super excited that I did this 5-day challenge. I'm going to have to do another one because I didn't realize how much it was going to impact others. And let me tell you, on day one, what happened? Oh, the system wouldn't work. I had to cancel day one and then push it to day 5 because the darn thing wouldn't. You know what? The enemy is a liar. Okay. But God's purpose is for you, and you are to take a really bold step and start walking forward into 2025 with the confidence and the clarity that you deserve to have. And I've already seen how powerful this has been for me in my life and all of the women that are with me, right? And I know that I'll have to, I have to do this again, because I know that this is where God wants me to go. He wants me to transition my business into what he wants for me and not what I want all the time, right? So if you've been looking for clarity and connection and all of that, you know what? Connect with me, you know, DM me below or go onto my website and do a contact form, do whatever you want. But if you want to be in this ecosystem of growth and understanding and God being first and putting him first in your business, and you want to create a coaching business that aligns with that purpose in your life, I'm your girl for that. Okay. And I can hop on a really free, first of all, let me tell y'all something. I don't play games when it comes to my coaching group. If you want to find out more about who I am and what I do, we can get on a free strategy call together, but you can't buy. I don't sell like that. Okay. When you come onto my call, it's literally to strategize. And I tell you what the strategy is for you, what could work for you. And we go from there. You would say to me, oh, you know, Nina, great, blah, blah, blah. I will tell you, I let you know everything, how my program works, what it looks like, all that kind of stuff. But you cannot buy from me on my first call because I pray about everyone I let in my program. I don't just let anybody in. Sorry. That's not how that works. And I've had to have people kindly not join. Okay. Because I pray about that. I pray about who I want in my atmosphere, who I want around the women in my group, who I pray around every in my community. I pray about all of that because I'm not playing games. I'm not wasting my time and I'm not playing games. God is first. Okay. And then when you put God first, he aligns you with the right people. And then before you know it, you have the right community, the right people, the right knowledge base, the right everything you need. And that's all I want is to pour into somebody who wants to be poured into and be a part of a community where we can pour into each other. Now, these were the top 10 tips that I have for you to put God first in your business. Now, if you missed it, when I end right now, because I'm ending, I want you to go back and listen to it because these 10 tips have helped me and the challenge that I've been having right now that I'm in day four with, these people, I've done the homework that I told them to do. And already the first night they did the homework, they were like, Neen, you won't believe what happened to me. And this happened to me. And that person did this. And this happened. I'm like, I know, because you put it out there, because you prayed on it, because you put it out there and you're putting God first. And when you do that, you will start to see shift in your life like it's nobody's business. All right. I'm not playing when it comes to God. I don't play. Okay. But thank you guys for hanging out with me. I'm Nina Perez. If you want to get in contact with me, like I said, wherever you're watching me, I have a link in my bio. I have all kinds of stuff. And like I said, it's a free strategy call because I don't need your money. Right. So I don't take people on just the minute we meet. I really have to pray about it. So when we talk, it's literally a strategy conversation. And then I want you to walk away with going, let me think about this. And let me pray about it. And I walk away saying, let me think about it. Let me pray about it. Because the only way that we can work together is if we are actually putting God in the center of what it is you want to create. And then we go ahead and we create it. All right. That's my jam. That's what I do. All right. I love you guys so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I will talk to you on the next one. Bye.